listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, a great field marketing organization can really help you grow your business. But how can you tell the good from the bad? Our top 10 list outlines what you need to know before you partner with an FMO. ASG episode 129, ready to join an FMO? 10 things to consider, written by Blaine Waterloo. If you're an agent looking for more stability and support, a field marketing organization, FMO for short, can do a lot for your business. But finding an FMO that can give you stability and support without stifling your success is a process. There are specific things you should demand of potential FMOs to ensure you're joining the right one and that the company you've chosen is dedicated to looking out for you. Let's get into our list of 10 things you should consider when partnering with an FMO. Number one, know your contracts. There are two types of contracts when signing on to sell with a carrier, direct and assignment of commissions. It's important to know the difference. A direct contract acknowledges that you own your business and that your renewals stay with you even if you leave your upline. With an assignment of commissions contract, your upline can keep your renewals if you leave them. The latter of these contracts can put you in a bind when negotiating with your upline. Direct contracts are the way to go. Why Ritter Insurance Marketing? We offer direct contracts for three of the largest Medicare Advantage carriers in the nation. With some carriers, a direct contract is not available, but your contract with Ritter is an immediate vested contract, meaning that any money you make is yours. Number two, get a release. Before you join an FMO, you must either A, get a written release from all of your uplines, or B, not write any business for 6 months. Option B isn't necessarily feasible if you are a full-time agent, so getting a written release from every upline before joining an FMO is imperative. Why Ritter? Our FMO has an open release policy with some stipulations, including you still need a release from your immediate upline if that is not Ritter. Releases are postponed around the annual enrollment period, or AEP, from September 1st through December 31st, since our contracting department is focused on incoming contracts. The release of recently contracted agents is postponed for 6 months. However, an agent can continue to conduct their business. Debit balances must be satisfied, or the incumbent upline must guarantee any bad debt. Please note, releases may be subject to more considerations than what we present here on the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Your release is dependent upon your contract with Ritter and the carrier. Moving on to the next thing to consider when joining a field marketing organization, number three, ask about top of hierarchy versus FMO. When seeking release from your upline, it's important to ask if they are top of hierarchy rather than if they are an FMO. Because regardless of whether your upline is in fact a field marketing organization, if they are not top of hierarchy, they will need to get permission from their upline to release you. Why partner with Ritter Insurance Marketing? Ritter is one of only a few agencies in the United States that is top of hierarchy for all of the major insurance companies in the Medicare Advantage and Medicare Part D business. Number four, boost business with co-ops. National and local market co-ops dictate how much marketing co-op is available and which agents get leads. FMOs that are top of hierarchy can get both of these co-ops, giving you and your business a competitive edge. Ritter Insurance Marketing is one of those kinds of FMOs. We are top of hierarchy for all major MA and PDP insurance companies, so we can do both national and local market co-ops. Number five, stay CMS compliant. While it can be difficult, if you sell Medicare products, you are required to stay on top of all regulations set forth by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, more commonly referred to as CMS. Violating these compliance requirements can not only result in termination from the insurance company, but complete loss of income and renewals. Since your business is your livelihood, it's important to have your renewals protected against compliance issues. An FMO will keep all of this in check. Ritter Insurance Marketing offers the advice and knowledge of a compliance officer with 25 years of experience with building compliance programs for one of the largest Blue Cross Blue Shield plans in the United States. Number 6, launch a CMS-approved site for permission to contact and enrollment. Any website that collects Medicare beneficiary information for use in contacting that beneficiary about Medicare Advantage or Part D must be filed with CMS. This includes not only your website, but any site you use to collect purchased leads. Without a CMS-approved contact form, you cannot make calls to discuss MA or Part D. Why team up with Ritter? Our site, MediCareful.com, is filed with CMS and can be branded to an individual agent's business for free. It stores all leads generated by the website exclusively to the agent's CRM, keeping business compliant and productive. We've already seen how MediCareful streamlines the way our agents do business. To learn more about how this platform works, check out the link in our show notes. You can get your own free site in minutes. It's that simple. That brings us to number 7 on our list. Market through affinity partnerships. First of all, what is an affinity partnership in the insurance world? It's when you ask another business or brand to refer insurance prospects to you. In return, you help promote the good or service that they do in your community. You can partner with pharmacies, hospitals, financial advisors, and grocery stores, to name a few. Affinity relationships with trusted third-party referrals are the fastest-growing lead source for Medicare products. A good FMO, like Ritter, will give you the materials you need to market yourself effectively through such partnerships. What sets Ritter apart from other FMOs? Our marketing materials can be customized to any affinity relationship with a call or click call to action. Calls are directed to your phone or office, and clicks are directed to your MediCareful website. Agents can also leverage their affinity partner's brand with co-branded direct mailers. Here at Ritter, we have a dedicated specialist to help you find and maximize affinity partnerships in your area. In the last few years, we have watched agents truly thrive through their relationships with pharmacies and bank branches in their markets. Number 8, secure your policyholder data. You've seen it all over the news lately. Securing personal information has become non-negotiable. You have to make sure your client's information is secure, whether it's considered protected health information or personally identifiable information. At Ritter Insurance Marketing, we have a team of network administrators who specialize in security, encryption, and backup. Our senior network administrator on staff is a Certified Information Systems Security Professional, or CISSP, who sets and maintains security policy for the entire company. Ritter encrypts all stored data and controls access in such a way that each user or program only has access to the information and resources that are necessary for that user's or program's purpose. In simplest terms, that means that when you put your trust in our systems, you can count on us to keep your policyholder data secure. Number 9, control your future. Allowing yourself the ability to advance in your career plays a big part in considering a field marketing organization. Think about where you see your business heading, whether that's being promoted or building an agency down the road with more agents. CMS regulates commissions, but insurance companies can pay overrides in addition to commissions to compensate for things like administrative services and marketing. If you're working with an FMO that's not top of hierarchy, you may not be getting the overrides you deserve. Why Ritter? We operate by clear and transparent guidelines on how agencies can advance for Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, and Part D. Because Ritter is top of hierarchy, there's no limit on how far an agency can advance, which can be advantageous to not only you, but future agents in your business. And that brings us to number 10, the final entry on our list: process contracts quickly. Since Medicare's annual enrollment period, or AEP, is short, it's important that you can count on your field marketing organization to review contracts for accuracy and process them quickly so you're ready to sell when you need to. Most insurance carriers will only speak with the top of hierarchy FMOs about licensing, which means you may be waiting weeks on your upline for lead times and the agent onboarding process. Why choose Ritter? We have a full-time staff of highly experienced licensing representatives with quick turnaround year-round, especially in the contracting crunch before AEP. And because Ritter is top of hierarchy, we work directly with major insurance carriers to escalate and resolve licensing issues so they are not drawn out. If you're ready to learn more about making Ritter Insurance Marketing your FMO, we will have the link to register with Ritter in our show notes so you can start a relationship with us today. Have questions about working with an FMO that were not addressed in this episode? We would love to answer them for you. In fact, if you have any questions at all regarding health and life insurance sales in the senior market, we would love it if you would send them our way. And you can now ask us your insurance-related questions in a brand new way. I am so excited to announce our newest feature. It is a podcast hotline. You can call in, ask us your question, and hear it answered on the podcast. To utilize our new Ask the Agent Survival Guide hotline, simply call 1-717-562-7211. That is 1-717-562-7211. We will have that number in our show notes as well, just in case you don't have a pen or you're driving right now. Rules for submissions and the full terms and privacy policy for the hotline are also available in our show notes. You can find them in the show notes of our Ask the Agent Survival Guide trailer, too. And if you haven't listened to that trailer, check it out. It's super short and it does a great job of explaining the podcast hotline. So if you've got questions, no matter how big or how small, let us answer them for you. We are ready to help. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you and hopefully hear from you next episode.